This episode of the Star Wars Report is brought to you by Big Bad Toy Store. For an amazing selection of Star Wars action figures, collectibles, and so much more, head over to StarWarsReport.com/toys.
You're welcome.
Well, in that case, I think that we should definitely start on that note. Everybody, welcome back. It's the Star Wars Report podcast, episode 131. I'm your host for this evening, Riley Blanton. So glad that you've decided to tune in. Boy, we got a lot of good stuff to talk about. Mainly our trip to Disney's Star Wars Weekends. Our first, our debut, our only, our inaugural, our maiden voyage, shall we say, to Yon, Orlando, Florida. Joining me, as always, is my good friend and dear sister. It's Bethany Blanton.
Hello, hello. Glad to be here, and welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's good to be back. Welcome back. That's what I should have played. Welcome back, Mr. Carter. No. Welcome back, Mr. Aaron Goins, to the program.
I feel like I just saw you guys.
I feel like that was a thing. Like we just encountered each other, which we did, and we are going to talk all about it. Man, Aaron, it was good to see you. It had been too long, but someone who had been even longer... Far too long. In fact, the last time we had seen her in person was at Star Wars Fan Days in Dallas, Texas in 2011. What? It's been entirely too long, and we rectified it this past weekend. It's Teresa Delgado.
Hey. It has been forever.
I know.
Yeah. Like forever and ever.
That took too long.
So it's like the first time in forever.
All right.
Nice.
You beat me
Riley.
To it, Teresa.
Yeah, you did.
I thought Frozen references were my thing, but hey, welcome. I'm glad to have you in on the club. I don't think it'll ever get old. What is it? It just moved up to the number 5 spot of all time box office ever. Frozen.
And for good reason.
For good reason. Do you
because
want
it has stuff like this.
To build a snowman. I bet she might want to build a snowman, especially after this week in Orlando. Someone who it'd been even longer. Why? Because we'd never actually had the opportunity to meet her in person. It's Trisha Barr from Fangirl Blog. Hey, Trisha.
Hey, guys. It's like I was having withdrawal and now I'm not having withdrawal. Maybe this is just interim infusing me with fangirl goodness. So thanks for having me on.
No, thank you guys all for coming on and talking about this past weekend. We don't really have a specific format for the show. It's funny because in the last week and a half or so since we last did a show, there's been tons of new Star Wars news. John Boyega's posting on Instagram like a fiend. There are these stunt people taking pictures of themselves on set. You know, there's footage leaking. There's J.J. Abrams, on-set video. There's all kinds of stuff, but we aren't going to talk about any of it because we had better things to talk about, and that is our time at Star Wars Weekends. Man.
Indeed.
What an experience, because it was something that I didn't know what to expect because I'd never been before, and Bethany and I, we'd never been to Disney before, so this was our first Disney experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good time. I mean... I feel like that's kind of understating it, because going into it, I still didn't really get Disney or get the Disney experience because I hadn't had that exposure to it. So my thoughts on the idea of Disney vacationing or Disney trips were somewhat along the lines of...
You were a skeptic.
I was a slight Disney skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
Key operating word there being was. I mean, my opinion was something along the lines of the Jim Gaffigan sketch where I was like, no, I waited for an hour and a half in line for Dumbo and there was just a mirror at the end of the ride saying, ha ha, Dumbo! But, but it wasn't that at all. Actually, we got in, Thursday night. We made the long drive from Fayetteville, Georgia down to Orlando, and we were able to meet up with, Steve, Teresa, you had to work that day, which by the way, on the side note, on air, I'd like to say congratulations on the new job.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
But yeah,
it's awesome. I have tons of fun. Okay, next.
No, I saw the picture of the desk. Nice swag.
Yes.
I was liking that.
Yeah, I liked seeing Maleficent there since you got it.
No, yeah.
Oh, for sure. And but that prevented you, unfortunately, because you had to stay to work, and so we actually beat you to town. So we actually went to check into our hotel and then just went to Downtown Disney and got our passes all sorted out, and then kind of just started touring around the area. And lo and behold, within about an hour or so, who do we run into but the notorious, the infamous, the talented, the man of a big personality, big heart, and somewhat large stature. He calls himself the Death Star with legs, but I think that that is entirely too unkind, because he is indeed the man with a heart of gold, the one and only, the spectacular, the incredible Steve Glosson.
You did that just so that he would text you after listening to the show, did you?
Shut up. No, we ran.
Because he's going to be like, you canceled my Steve Star Wars minute. You know, what the heck is up with that?
That probably would come up. But also, we got to see Steve. That was awesome. In fact, he was hanging out with half of the McInerney clan. They were kind of touring around. We met Jimmy Mack's lovely wife, Wendy, famous and talented Chicago, like world-class radio personality, royalty that we were hanging out with. And we got to meet her. She was incredibly nice. And some of the
McInerney kids. She's awesome. And she's hilarious. She makes me laugh like few people do.
Yes.
Really.
No, it was a fun time. But we had a bit of time before dinner was going to happen. So Steve took us to the Lego store, where we subsequently
turned into toddlers immediately.
Pretty much. We found out that, here's the thing. We found out that they were actually giving away opportunities. You could sign up for an opportunity for a Lego giveaway if you went around the Lego store and found all of the hidden cardboard cutouts of Lego droids. So, of course, we spent about 20 minutes going through the entire store trying to find these cardboard.
And
that was amazing. But then we had dinner that night with the McInerney clan, and then that's where we got to see Teresa and Greg.
And meet Greg.
Greg, your wonderful husband. Man, what a cool guy. I'm just going to also say, you need to drag him to every single Star Wars event, because he makes the place better for us.
Yes.
Well, I sure as heck will try.
Where is he on celebration? I got to ask.
He wants to come. He may find himself doing some other stuff during celebration while we're geeking out, you know, but when we go and do stuff afterwards, you know, I'm sure he'll come. I mean, he may go to some stuff.
Okay. Well, and that would be, I could see him, tagging along for sure, because he and Steve had they had a connection for sure. That seems to be the story of these
They
events.
Did. That was the story of the weekend.
That was kind of the narrative that took place, is just the continuing infatuation of Steve and Greg and their amazing banter. That was an amazing evening and a great start to the day, but we didn't actually, we got to the parks the next day, and that's where, Trisha, we first met you. Ever.
Yeah.
This is a crime, but we rectified it.
I know. How did we not meet at Celebration? You guys were at the last Celebration, right?
And later on, we saw photos of you from roughly the same places that we were at the same time, like during the same panel and whatnot. We're like, We didn't. How did we miss her?
We were like ships passing in the night.
It was like the elevator opened and the other one closed several times.
There were people at Star Wars weekends who I knew that I didn't get to see even this time. So, you know, sometimes there's so much going on and it's such a spread out area. But so it's amazing that you can actually run into people and find them in some ways. So that was fun. It was fun meeting everybody. Is like, oh, hey, I know you. Or you just walk around. Oh, hey, I know you. That's really cool.
No.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to back this train up a minute, Riley, because you kind of skipped over something.
Oh,
yeah. After dinner, we got to meet up with Aaron.
That's true.
Yes,
and I knew I was
the whole weekend. I keep blurring the whole thing together
because I was thinking. I remember
Aaron.
Late
why
night,
didn't but... you say anything? I'm just going to call you out for that.
I was just listening to you guys talk. I was like, oh wow, that sounded like a really cool night. didn't I hang out with them that night?
For some reason, I was thinking it was like, Saturday, was but now that, or excuse Saturday? Me, Friday night, but now I'm remembering.
Admittedly, it was really late.
That's because I kept you out past your bedtime, Riley.
You did. No, yep. I was, I kind of fell asleep. And by
me and my wife were pretty late to the party, so we didn't get there until after dinner, and then we hung out with you guys for a while after that, and then we basically shut down Downtown Disney. The security guards had to shoo us off the property.
We did. In fact, I think we need a rap track and bed music and a few air horns to say, shutting down Downtown Disney! What?
Oh, goodness. But it was really awesome to get to hang out with you guys and to see your wife again, Victoria. She's a lot of fun, and Same goes for you, Aaron. You need to try to bring her to the next event.
Yeah, she's going to be a rare appearance at these events. So this might be one of the last times that you see her. So
well, her autographs are probably going to be pretty expensive on the.
Yeah, they're pretty rare. So yeah, she had fun, but she's definitely not into the whole Star Wars stuff like we are. So she was a little out of her depth, I think.
Fair enough.
She's saying, like, you have a lot of crazy friends.
Well, and I do want to say that because it was half intentional and half not, in that that portion of the evening I blanked on because A, I was really tired by the end of it because I was up past my bedtime. Wow, I'm old. Anyway, also, because of the sheer pain caused when sitting quietly at a beautiful round dinner table at the Crab Shack, enjoying wonderful exorbitantly priced seafood that poor Riley was like, I was literally, and this is just me as a poor college student, so understand where I'm coming from when I'm taking a bite thinking, $2? much, $2 for the next time. I'm like, oh. But that's just me. But it was delicious food. I will be that. It's probably the best seafood I've ever had. But also, like, I was sitting there counting the dollars that I was shoveling into my mouth. As on either side of my terribly sunburned shoulders from 2 days ago, which, by the way, I was like, man, I've got some yard work to do. Good Lord, I've got a horrible farmer's tan. I know what I'll do. I'll roll up my sleeves and not look like a non-tanned freak. and then I got sunburned. So then, yeah, there it was. I heard it was like, there in came Aaron to the restaurant room, the balls of fiery pain on either palm as he went slam on either of my shoulders saying, hey man, what's up?
Oh, good times.
So there we go. There was the, how could I forget? How could I forget, Teresa? I don't know.
He's still mad at me.
That was hilarious to watch, actually. Because, like, I saw this weird expression on Riley's face because he was genuinely excited to see you. And so, like, he started to smile really big, but then your hands went to his shoulders. This sort of grimace smile combination that I barely kept myself from laughing out loud.
Wow. It was a painfully good time, as they say. But on Friday. Let's see. But on Friday, we got together at the park with, you, Teresa, and Trisha, and we got to go on our first Disney ride ever. It was awesome. It was the Toy Story Hoopty Hoop Awesome One. What was it called, Teresa? This is where
Toy Story Midway Mania.
Thank you. This is going to happen a lot this podcast, by the way. Toy Story Midway Mania was our first Disney ride ever. And even as we got to the end of the line, we were in good conversation, weren't really thinking about it. And then it dawned on you, Teresa. You're like, oh, this is your first Disney ride. And that was pretty awesome. That was an awesome experience to actually get to pull off. And then I'm trying to remember there was also the parade. I mean, goodness. I guess in any particular order, we got to see the parade. We got to see Tia Sinkar, and we also got to see, the Rebel Force Radio meetup. And I want to tackle each of those kind of separately. It's the parade first, right? Yeah, we went straight to the parade, after, some of the Disney rides.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys, I have somebody who wants to say hi to you.
Oh.
What? So. Are y'all ready?
Sure. Jimmy Mac.
Hang on a second. Hang on. Y'all can talk. Okay. Just give me 1 second. Okay, are y'all ready?
I yes. think so.
Okay.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey! Greg, how's it going, man?
Doing well. How you doing?
I miss you guys. I'm kind of sad, actually. But I'm having a good time. I also have an 8 a.m. class in the morning, and I'm totally ignoring it.
Well, I thought I'd bring on the coolest guy at Star Wars weekends for y'all for a few minutes.
I won't dispute it. No. No. Greg, you were awesome. That was an amazing time.
It was so much fun.
It was fun hanging out with you guys as well.
You're coming to Celebration, right?
In spite of your 2 holes in 1, yes, it was.
That's true. We'll get to the golf tournament. I mean, and by tournament, I mean...
I'm going to try and make it out to that Anaheim deal, so...
Oh, for sure. I got to get to Disneyland now. I'm hooked. I'm hooked on a feeling. Hooked on a feeling.
Greg, if I can ask,
all right.
What was your favorite part about the weekend?
Yes.
At the Star Wars weekends?
Yes.
No, last the next weekend.
No, this past one.
Oh, well, to be honest with you, it was really just having, you know, the community and understanding what you all do and just, you know, being able to pal around with you guys.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how weird are we? I'm just wanting to know, from an outsider's opinion.
Nah, you're not weird.
Aww.
We'll call you guys passionate. How about that?
Okay.
We're passionate.
Yeah. And Greg isn't really that much of an outsider because he's definitely
you did join us with a Disney fan as well. Join up with us, for sure. No, Greg, in all seriousness, while you're on, I do want us to say thanks for hanging with us and being an awesome guy for the weekend. That was a really cool time.
Well, thanks for taking some time yourself. It was good playing some mini golf with you guys and just hanging out in general.
Oh, it will happen again.
And whipping all of your butts.
Yeah, I was going to say, by golf tournament, I more meant like golf annihilation.
Yeah.
That's what
happened. And that wasn't really mini golf. That was like... Mini golf trying to be actual golf. Was some hardcore mini golf.
I lost. I was last place. It's painful memory. I'm trying to move past it. I'm in therapy.
David Steve was second last.
But something he's reminded me of many times.
Steve, you keep saying, well, I beat you, Riley. And then I say, well, you know, you were second to last place. Be quiet, Bethany.
It's not last. All right, thanks. It's good to talk to you, Greg.
It was good to talk to you guys as well.
Oh, we'll be in touch for sure, man.
I'm sure.
So one funny thing about the parade, if I can is when Ashley saw all of us standing there in the corner, it's like us and Teresa and you, Aaron. And it was Jimmy Mack and Co. And it was Brian and Nancy. And
that was the first time, like, the crowd had gathered, really, wasn't it? That was essentially the first time we were all kind of in one location.
Yeah, kind of like all of us in one place, yes. And Ashley comes out in her car, and she's waving to everybody. And then she spots all of us standing there. And she gets this really big smile and starts waving with both hands. That was kind of funny.
That was amazing. The parade was a cool event, not just because we had great and totally surreptitious and undisclosed seats, but also because that was the first time that the gang of us gathered together. And this is where I want to kind of rope you guys into this part of the discussion. Specifically, all of us, I mean, it happened several times throughout the weekends, but all of us being in one place together, hanging out and enjoying the parade together or going to the meetup together or all going over to Star Tours together. I mean, that was just an incredible experience on multiple layers. It's not just because we got to see all the people on this call and so many other cool Star Wars bloggers and podcasters, but also because the fact that this many got together. And I think this is a first, really, to have as many of us various fan site people and podcaster people and blog people all hanging out and enjoying a good time together. Because even at Celebration 6, there was an element of unintentional segregation just because it's so huge and none of us really knew each other well enough at that point. Like, Trisha, we were in the same place many times, I believe, and we never got to run into each other. But, Trisha, what was your experience? Was that your observation for this weekend?
Well, I was sort of just in shock, just sitting there watching at the meetup, specifically everybody doing their podcasting. So it was pretty cool to watch everybody recording and going around to each other. So that was really kind of cool. I feel like we should have like a podcaster room and just like everybody do musical podcasts at Celebration.
Yes, that would be fun.
I think an idea has just been born, because I know there will be so many podcasters that I think a meetup needs to happen again, because I know Jason and Jimmy, they'll be busy on the stage, but man, wouldn't it be cool to actually have a room at Celebration, or a time where we all got together. That would be cool. Plans being made.
It'd be even cooler if they could have like cupcakes involved, or ice cream or something. We're already pitching a room to send it into Mary Franklin.
What are we talking about?
Well, we got cupcakes derailed us, as well they should. But
sorry, I had to disconnect because I had to pull my headphones out, and then my computer was being dumb. So
No. You haven't missed much. We were talking about, I don't know, I was just talking about, especially at the parade when we first were all in one location together. This was the first time that the many diverse podcasters and bloggers had gathered in one place. It was really cool.
It was really cool. Fully enjoyable.
Well, and yeah. Teresa, because this is you, especially because you work with a lot of us separately, but you were the kind of, and I'm going to just put this out there, you were amazing this weekend, because you were the focal point that actually made so much of this stuff happen. It was awesome.
Oh, well, that's kind of like really embarrassing and flattering all at the same time. No. I don't know what to say. I don't want to be the focal point.
No, be the focal point. Embrace your inner focal point.
What does that look like?
Eating cupcakes.
Yes, okay. It does. So yeah, you should be cool.
No, because it was, because I don't, it's hard for me to communicate, but essentially I kind of think that it's difficult for us to all get together for logistical reasons. At previous events that we overcame, that there were so many of us together. And I know I'm going to forget so many names, which makes me feel terrible. But there was also an element, I think, of a stronger community that allowed these sorts of things to happen, that allowed an entire group of nothing but Star Wars bloggers and podcasters and listeners all to meet up and then head over to Star Tours and all fill a Star Tours room.
How many
and
of
do
us
it.
Were there again?
And like, I think there's an element... 20.
We counted because we went to Star Tours with all of them.
I don't know.
It was
a lot.
Like 24, I think, maybe.
It was.
So we took up our own car at Star Tours, basically, after the parade.
And I missed it.
But.
I had Jimmy to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, and Jimmy was the rebel spy, which is pretty epic.
Yes. That was epic.
But no, I guess what I'm trying to communicate is I think that there is an element of more deeply connected community between the gang that was there that wasn't purely because of logistics and we were all in one place, but also just because I think I really do get a stronger sense of connection between, you know, Fangirls Going Rogue and Fangirl Blog and Fangirl Next Door and Star Wars Report and Skywalking Through Neverland and Sorcerer Radio
and
Rebel Force Radio and, you know, all of the people there in one place just enjoying time together. In a way that I don't think has ever happened before. And that, I think, was what really struck me on Friday. Just
like, we've done that before, but at Celebrations, it's usually been one at a time.
It's like two or three at a time.
Like, oh, yeah, we get to hang out with Aaron now.
Say hello.
Oh, now we get to hang out with so-and-so. So it was never really the sort of group dynamic. That was a lot of fun. And Teresa, I definitely want to thank you for helping to spearhead that, because, you know, it was mine and Riley's first time not only at Star Wars Weekends but at Disney World, as mentioned, but it was also Jimmy Mack's first time at Star Wars Weekends. So you really helped us, basically. Just, you are our tour guide and our vacation planner to some degree at the same time.
Yes.
For the Star Wars Weekends portion. And definitely, we really appreciate that. And it was very kind of you and extremely helpful, too.
Mm.
Oh, well, thank you. I love being a tour guide. So if anybody wants a tour guide, that would be a pen and a Vinyl Nation. Thank you.
So easily bought. But also so helpful. Yeah, we do. I mean, I couldn't say it more. It was... I don't know. It was, I, I don't know. I'm kind of at a loss. I've talked myself out of words to say, but I don't know. Trisha, I that was kind of what I was trying to communicate, I guess, when we were able to hang out with you guys so much. For sure. But let's talk about it. The Rebel Force Radio meetup. I'd love to hear this from your perspective, Teresa, because you were the one to kind of getting things organized and getting things together. What was your experience? And then I'll go to you, Trish, after that.
Well, it was kind of interesting, you know, because Jimmy and Steve had gone to go do awesome interviews. And then there was the Behind the Force show, which we all went and saw. And then after we saw that, it was time to go over to the meetup. And I get a text message that says, hey, we got to go get all of the little Debbie stuff and the swag. So take over. And I'm like, take over what? Okay, sure. we'll see. So we get over there and I see some people wearing Rebel Force Radio shirts. And I'm like, are y'all here for the meetup? All quiet and mousy. And they're like, well, we hope so. And then I see more people start coming and I'm all like, is everybody here for the meetup? And they're like, we think so. And of course, I don't think anybody knew who I was. So then I just get my loud booming teacher voice on and go, all right, everybody, if you're here for the Rebel Force Radio meetup, it's right here. And I'm just like, I guess this is what I'm supposed to do. So I introduce myself. I introduce Trisha. I say that Jimmy's coming, so hopefully people don't feel gypped that he's not there and it's me. It's like, hey, we're here to see Jimmy Mac, but instead we get that girl. And so, you know, just kind of tried to talk to everybody and get everybody talking and that kind of thing while feeling a little bit awkward because it's not really like my show. And then Jimmy gets there and he says, okay, Teresa, where do you want me? And I'm like, wherever you want, it's your thing. Like, what? What?
We were just kind of hanging out watching it all in amusement take place. But I don't want to, or that it was really cool to see everyone come together like that.
No, it was. And it was really awesome once I started meeting people and talking to people. And couldn't remember anybody's names for the life of me. Thank God for Trisha being able to remember people and being able to describe what people looked like. And because later on when I had like a million friend requests on Facebook, I'm like, I think I met that person. Yes. Think I met that person. Yes. Yeah. And like, I don't typically add people to my Facebook unless I've met them in person, or whatever. So I was looking at it really hard, but I definitely met a lot of really cool people, got to do some talking and some interviews and things like that. And then I get pulled over by Jimmy to get on the microphone and I'm like, well, this is awesome. I get to be on Rebel Force Radio and I've never done that before. Than my show. And well, I was on the Clone Wars roundtable and stuff, but like not the actual show. Cool. And the next thing I do, I turn around and like James Arnold Taylor is right there. And I'm yes. just like, wow, okay. This is amazing.
That was an amazing moment. Some of my favorite convention moments as far as podcasting goes have been being there to witness James Arnold Taylor on Rebel Force Radio. Just in that capacity, and any times he's appeared on their show before, it's just he is really awesome, especially on stage and in front of a crowd. He's always entertaining, but like when there's a crowd around, he just jumps in and he's part of the people. That was an amazing moment. That was probably my favorite moment of the whole experience. Although there were a lot of cool people. I mean, we just kind of, again, as I said on the show, we just kind of hung around in the background and just talked to some folks. And there were a few folks there who knew us and a couple listeners who came up. So those of you guys who swung by and said hello, we do appreciate you guys saying hello, but we just kind of enjoyed, kind of riding your guys' awesome moment. but Trish, I do want to ask, so what was your favorite part about the meetup? Was it kind of what you're expecting or more or less?
I remember Teresa like grabbing me and saying, we have to go ahead. He's coming. And I was like, okay. So, but when we got there, I have to say thank you to Steve for the best photo bomb ever. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but of Teresa and I.
He's like that was pretty
cool. stalking us. So that's one of my favorite moments. And I had never met Al John from Sorcerer Radio. And that was fun because he's telling us how he had plugged, Teresa in our, Star Wars blog, Teresa's first, Star Wars official blog post.
Yeah.
And that was our Star Wars Weekends tips and hints, which you can still, catch if you, ever need more tips.
Highly recommend for all the lucky people.
And then I got to meet, Paul, who cosplays as the bad robot, who I had met in costume and chased down at New York Comic Con in costume to take a picture of with him. And so I had never met him in person. And so he told Teresa, were you there for when he told the story about meeting Kathleen Kennedy in costume?
No, I wasn't, because somebody had to pull me over to introduce me to him. And like, he really knew who I was. And I just loved the fact that he was British. And I was like, that's really cool. And I'm trying, and I'm like, who is this guy? And yeah, then you're like in my ear going, the bad robot guy. And I'm like, he's not J.J. Abrams. And you're like, the costumer. And I'm like, oh, that guy.
Oh, that's funny.
And he's so sweet, but he was saying he was in costume at Celebration Europe. And some guy's like, can you just wait here? Someone wants to take a picture with you. And he's like, yeah, I got to go to the panel. And they're like, no, well, it's somebody from Lucasfilm. So can you just wait? And then, you know, 2 minutes later, here comes Kathleen Kennedy. Can I take a picture with you? And she's like, I'm going to send this to JJ right now in email. And he's telling me this story. And I just want to fall over and fangirl, like, just like knowing that. So anyway, it was a cool story.
Whoa, that's amazing. And see, that's the cool thing about just running into fans together, because there are all these really amazing stories that come up, especially in an in-person environment like that. And that was what was so cool. I told Jimmy, and I think it bears repeating here on the show. But when I was talking to him a little bit about it afterwards, and I was trying to explain, probably not doing as good a job communicating it as I was hoping to, but just how incredible it is to have a community of people that surround the Rebel Force Radio guys that are excited enough to come meet in person and make it an event, and then, you know, all going to Star Tours afterwards. You know, just that kind of community is something of which I just really truly appreciate, and frankly, and I'm in awe of, just because those are the kinds of things that I think are the best part of being part of the Star Wars community, for sure.
Yeah. Man. Aaron, I have to ask you.
Yes.
What did you like most about the meetup?
Yes, because especially talk a little about your experience on Friday, Aaron, because I know we interacted with you some, but not as much as I would have liked to. So what were some of your favorite moments at the meetup or anytime Friday?
Well, the meetup was great. I mean, I got to meet a lot of people that I get to interact with on Twitter, but I've never actually seen them in person. So it was kind of cool to see some of these people, you know, put a face with the Twitter name. And just kind of seeing everything, like you were saying, just the community that's built up around that show. It was really impressive that they could get that many people to come, you know, to one location, and meet up, and people that were, you know, doing other shows too. Like you guys mentioned, Skywalking Neverland was there. Jedi Schwa was there from Techno Retro Dads.
Yes, he gave us a button. He was really cool.
Yeah, so it was just cool to see these other shows that, you know, are kind of connected to Rebel Force Radio, but kind of not, you know, just, or people that were probably inspired even by that show, you know, fans of that show who have started their own shows.
Yes.
You know, I know, and that's kind of like you guys. It's kind of like,
for
you
sure.
know, me and Teresa with Bookworms, you know, we all kind of, that was the first podcast I ever listened to. So, you know, it's kind of been the inspiration for many of us. So it was cool to be a part of that. And, I did miss the Star Tours ride, 'cause I wanted to get over to one of the other shows that was going on. So I was sorry to miss that, but I was happy to be able to at least go to that meetup. It was a great time.
Oh yes, for sure. Yeah. And I think that is all this community has kind of grown so much in that way that's what made it so cool to see everybody in person. And yeah, I mean, going to see the Star Tours ride was amazing. We all got at, you know, we kind of glossed over it, but Tia was awesome. She was a ball of fun. She was up on stage. Ashley Eckstein interviewed her. They showed, of course, the exclusive, Rebels clip, which was awesome. I mean, I am so much more excited for that show.
Me too.
Increasingly over time.
I think Star Wars Weekends got me from the, I'm bummed about the Clone Wars still to, oh wow.
Yeah.
Rebels.
Well, and I'm still bummed about the Clone Wars, but I'm definitely also
true. Yeah, but definitely more excited about Rebels now. It's sinking in.
And I'm trying. And her Q&A, it was. That's the other interesting thing that I wanted to kind of point out. Is that Disney? The experience of Star Wars Weekends is very different from your average sci-fi or comic convention, or even a Star Wars celebration. In how produced, in a good way, how heavily produced and professional the shows are. They're mm-hmm. shorter, they're tighter, it's a half hour show, and they all, including
they're
the
good
clips,
shows.
But they're really solid stuff. Like, we also, later that evening, we saw, we got to see Warwick Davis's one-man
show. Yeah, actually, Riley, you didn't hear, but, I was just talking with Teresa and Trisha, before we started recording this, and they were saying how much better this Star Wars Weekends was than some of the others that they've been to.
Oh.
That the quality, there seemed to be more care put into the shows and other things as well, but the better produced quality is the way that you put it.
Yes. But
yeah, it's getting better every year, because I remember when I went to my very first Star Wars Weekends, and this has been a long time ago, they didn't have like James Arnold Taylor or Ashley Eckstein, you know, to come and do this really professional hosting. They had like, I don't know who they were, but people that they had hired to come in to do the hosting for some of these shows, and they just weren't up to that caliber. So to bring in, you know, people who are part of the Star Wars family to also be the hosts really adds another element to it. And they've, you know, every year it just gets better.
Yeah. And that's a really cool concept of having, especially having people who are connected with the fan community, like Ashley Eckstein, like James Arnold Taylor. I think that makes a big difference. And also just because those two are professional, awesome, talents in their own right that really brought the goods when it came to hosting, and being on stage, that, you know, setting off Star Wars Weekends after the parade. It was pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie. It was, I was trying to think of if I could rank it with other experiences, but I think it's right up there, right? Second only to Celebration 6 as far as my best convention experience. And you can't even really call it a convention. Because
sure you can.
A convention isn't...
You just did.
Well, fair point. But, well, I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is that... And this kind of goes for the whole Disney thing. We won't have enough time to really go into the details of it tonight, but we will for sure in the future. But the whole Disney... experience, which is exactly what it is different than something like a Celebration or a Dragon Con, because those are events. And that's, I think, the difference of kind of what I thought Disney would be versus what I thought, you know, of something like a Celebration, where, like, going to Disney, especially going to Magic Kingdom the second day when Teresa was our awesome tour guide showing us around, taking care of us, and making sure that we got to see way, way more than we would have if it was just us by ourselves, proven by our attempt earlier that day to go. we were there for about 2 rides and for about 2 hours, and we went maybe on Pirates of the Caribbean, the Swiss Family Robinson
Tree. We barely
were
able to hit, well, we hit 2 rides and saw, two or three different things.
But what did you learn by yourselves? Let me just.
That it's not nearly as nice as being with Teresa, A.
Yes.
But also definitely. B, that Disney is not an event to.
It's not a place either.
It's not an event or location. It's not like going to a glorified, you know, amusement park. It is an experience that they cater as a company in a way that I've never seen before. And you'll forgive me, Teresa, because this is old hat to you. But as you know, it's a company culture that is so rare in any large corporation that it is just remarkable to walk through, you know, the laser show that's being projected onto the center castle in Magic Kingdom, and you know, you're one of the Disney employees is just dancing right there with the rest of the crowd having just as good a time, And that's just an example of the kind of culture that set place that creates that experience that makes it so much fun. So, like, the last day we were talking to you, like, so how much is an annual pass?
Yes.
Like, Riley went from, why would you go to Disney? It's awfully expensive, to how much are annual passes?
Wait. This is how much of an experience it is. Riley, you danced on the laugh floor.
Yes, he did.
I thought that might come up.
Riley was, and we went to the Monsters, Inc. laugh floor, and Riley was the dancing guy, and he did an excellent job. As opposed to sometimes the people who get that, they just sit there and look at the screen, like, for real, like, and they kind of, like, move to the side. Oh, no, no. Riley stands up, and he's like, yeah!
And I had just said, "What well, I said, you better sit up straight or you're going to get picked.
That's funny.
Guilty. I mean, there's not much I can add, I'll be honest.
It was really good. Oh. There's this one thing, though. It was the weirdest thing. And I almost feel kind of bad bringing it up because it may not be the best experience, but... After that ride, or maybe it was right before.
Oh, no.
Yes,
I know
yes.
What you're going to talk about.
So we went outside. It's already dark. It's pretty late already. And we sat down at this little cement bench that kind of circles a thing of like dirt and plants with, you know, they might have trees in the center. They might have other things in the center. And there are cockroaches like all over that thing. And it was kind of scary. Teresa.
This is not a handful. Like, this is like a nest.
Yes, this is like a nest of cockroaches.
Not unlike the Geonosians swarming out of their hive.
It is part of the experience.
So, like, I look over my shoulder and I see a park guy with, like, a cast member with the weirdest expression on his face. He starts to point at Teresa and I'm like, that's a weird expression. Like, I've not seen a cast member here who's not either concentrating or smiling. And this is neither. This is, wow. And then he says your name or something. I couldn't quite hear what he said, but then you practically, like, you bolted out of that spot like a cannonball, Teresa.
He was waving at me to get up, and I'm like, pretty sure I'm allowed to sit here, you know?
Yeah.
But he's like, waving at me to get up. So I get up and I turn around just to look, and like I see like three cockroaches, and I'm like, oh heck no.
And you just leap away.
I was like, run for your lives.
Yeah. That was kind of odd, but just as a side note to people, I guess once it's dark, be a little careful if you sit in those
here's the thing. I've never seen that before. Never ever ever seen that before. I mean, I've seen rabbits and I've seen ducks and I've seen birds, but I've never seen cockroaches before, and it was a little bit disturbing. And Trisha had one tagging along on her.
I did. And I went running across trying to get it off of me. Yes.
Oh, that's why you like ran in a dancing
It was on
circle.
My it was in my hair, and then it went down my arm. Yes, so
Sorry. Oh, I'm dying.
There were hands flying and there were screeching. Yes. So yes.
So aren't we supposed to be making people want to go to Star Wars weekends?
I know, but I just
wasn't Star Wars weekends. This was Magic Kingdom, is probably worse.
I will say, between Teresa and Trisha, you guys were indeed the fangirls going rogue.
In that moment, yes.
Lending new meaning to the
title. But I think one of my favorite rides, I really like the Mine Train. Getting to go on that was really cool. But Space Mountain was really cool. I really enjoyed that.
Yes. Then you're going to love Space Mountain at Disneyland. But real quick, just because you said Mine Train, how awesome was it for you guys to get to ride a ride that wasn't even open?
That was so cool. And... yes.
Well, and here's the interesting thing is that we've talked about it on the show before, and I found myself, especially in conversation with a lot of new friends and old friends throughout the weekend, talking about how Bethany and I have a kind of pop cultural gap in the kind of like a late, really 70s and 80s, that's and maybe early 90s, there's kind of a pop cultural gap where Bethany and I just don't get the references because we are overseas for a large portion of the time. And so a lot of the movies we'd watch were old classic movies. That was kind of our go-to family tradition. So,
and some of the older Disney stuff too.
But, and then there's like, but there are like a handful of like old Disney films that we would have on VHS. And a lot of them were the, you know, original animated classics. So for me, it's not nearly as extensive as a lot of people's childhood are as far as the exposure to classic Disney films, but there are a handful that really resonate with me. And one of them is the old original animated Snow White Disney film. And so going to the Mine Train, especially, frankly, going, waiting in line with all the cool, the jewel game that they have where you wait in line and the whole experience that they have. And then also the slower portions of the ride, where the shadows of the doors are projected onto the side of the cave as you roll through on the roller coaster.
Cool.
That was really cool. I mean, the attention to detail is just remarkable. I've been to Six Flags. I've been to your average theme parks. It's different.
It's a completely different animal kingdom.
Oh, good heavens. I just realized we have been talking for almost an hour and I have an early class and unfortunately will not be able to go too much longer, but I don't want to end the show before we get a chance to talk about, if you have like a favorite moment, especially one that we haven't talked about yet, I'd like to kind of go around the circle and kind of end the show on that note. But I figured, does anyone want to volunteer to go first? A favorite moment? Maybe, something I egregiously missed, like Thursday night's escapades with Aaron. Aaron, I apologize. I'm a jerk.
I can go first.
Just don't say when Riley forgot to talk about.
No, it's okay. I'm going to cheat and pick like five things, but.
That's okay. All right.
Getting to hang out with Teresa was awesome because I never get to see her, but I get to talk to her on Bookworms, but it's awesome to see her in person every once in a while. So getting to hang out with her was awesome. Getting hugged by Steve Glosson was pretty cool. Going on the Tower of Terror with you guys, even though it terrified me. Was fun.
It was so much fun.
I think we have a picture of that where like you guys are all smiling and my wife has her arms up and she's happy and I'm literally standing or sitting there looking like I'm about to die.
Yep, and you are gripping the seat with your hands.
Yeah,
so
I'm just like clutching onto the sides like, oh, I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
I don't remember this ride being so scary.
See, that was because I was alternatively screaming and laughing. And that's what I do when I get really excited, like on a ride like that. You, Aaron, I think that you were just screaming or just sitting there in quiet terror.
I was screaming. Yeah, that was me.
Yep.
But Star Wars related, I thought the behind the scenes of the Rebels was the best thing that they had there. I liked seeing all the clips.
Yeah.
They kind of showed some clips in between everything, so there was a lot of clips we hadn't seen yet, plus the extended clip with Sabine was really great. The animation looks amazing, more amazing than I thought it looked in the trailer. And then just all the clips with like the voice actors, all the voice actors just seem to be really into this show and really excited about being part of Star Wars, so that makes me more excited for Rebels. So that was all of my favorite moments.
Ah, good choices. No, that was...
Yeah.
That Tower of Terror. I'm telling you, there, we missed too many. We will have to go back for sure. We got a Rock and Roller Coaster. We missed it and I feel bad and we will rectify it.
But that is a great ride.
Yeah, good times. Teresa or Trisha, either of you want to jump into the fray?
I'll jump into the fray.
All right.
I'm going to second, Aaron's, the Rebels stuff, just the whole show, getting to see it and getting excited about the show was really, really amazing. And for me, the first time I saw it, which was, you guys weren't there for Vanessa's show, but seeing the first Rebels clip with Hera and Kanan, like totally blew my mind. And I knew the show was going to be good with the people involved, but when I saw it, I was like, wow. But that wasn't my, Teresa was there for my favorite moment. It was also, it was in week one too, which was I got to give my book to Ashley Eckstein, who has done a lot to help support fangirls. And I put a dedication in the back to her. So, a long way around the story to Ashley and giving her that book, there was a young lady who was one of my beta readers and also a blogger on Fangirl who was going to be on my Geek Girl Con panel. And she was killed in an accident. She was a big Star Wars fan. And Ashley is the person who stepped in and filled her seat at the Geek Girl Con panel 2 years ago. So, and that was when I first started writing the book, and I almost stopped. And her coming in and sitting on that panel helped me get through that moment. So Teresa got to take the picture. And that's awesome. That's the first time I've actually talked about how that all tied around. But it was great to give her the book and present it to her. And I think we were all close to tears, but it was really cool. So that was my amazing Star Wars moment to kind of bring everything full circle. And actually, just so the Rachel is the young lady who died. Her husband, Joa, is also a podcaster from the Cantina Cast. So there's part of the family, too.
That's amazing. That's so awesome. I'm so glad to hear that you guys were able to do that.
Yes. So that was kind of my amazing moment, and it was definitely a uplifter for me. So, and thank you, Teresa, for taking the awesome pictures.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I know I did. I just can't remember where I took them, and I think they're on my phone somewhere. I have pictures of you signing it and stuff.
And you Instagrammed it, which was just at that moment. Yes, you did.
Good
too.
For me.
Good for yes. She's like, I'm in a blur. And then the small world is the girl that was standing in line behind me. She asked if I would video her. I'd never met her. She was a cast member. She wanted to meet Ashley Eckstein. She was on her day off. And when I videoed her, she was like, oh, thank you so much. You're so nice to video me meeting her. And I said, oh, my name's Trisha. Nice to meet you. And she said, my name's Brienne. And the weirdest thing is there's a character in my book named Brienne. It's not a normal name. So I'm like, sort of like, whoa. Okay.
awesome.
So that was really cool. But I just thought it was cool to see this cast member who was so excited to, she's not even a big, huge Star Wars fan, but she goes, I'm getting to be, Ashley's making me a big fan. So,
Yes. And that is so cool. Ashley's done so much for the whole fan community, but especially for this fangirl movement. That's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Teresa, do you have like some favorite moments that you want to highlight before we jump out?
Sure. Okay. So, of course, seeing Aaron, because I haven't seen him in like 3 years, was really, really awesome. Mm. But we only took one picture, so I don't know. I don't know what kind of person that makes me, but, however, that picture was on the Star Wars Weekend's finale before the fireworks. So,
yeah.
Bazinga. Anyway, and then it would be hanging out with all my friends that I haven't seen in forever, because that was really, really, really fun. But I think one of my biggest highlights right now is actually getting to work the Her Universe booth. There's something really special about that and getting to help Ashley in that way. I get to work a day or two out of the weekends for a few hours and help share my passion for fangirls and, you know, the clothes and all my knowledge about it and everything like that. And it's just really fun to get to work her booth. And I'm really honored that I get to do that this year. So that would be like a big, big highlight for me.
That's awesome. I feel bad because we were trying to get an opportunity just to say hello to Ashley, because she's been so nice to us the few times we've had the opportunity to interact. And unfortunately, we didn't get to, but hopefully we'll run into her again soon.
Oh, and one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Walking by Ashley's tent as she was signing and having her see me and go, Teresa, congratulations on your new job.
That's nice. Awesome. That's epic. Bethany, do you want to share a few? Cool.
Yeah, totally. I'll segue off of what Teresa was saying, and that was the Her Universe presence at Star Wars Weekends was pretty awesome. I mean, just to see, everybody in Her Universe clothing and jewelry, and to see Ashley all over the place. And that was pretty cool, because when I first entered the world of fandom, there really wasn't like much clothing or anything for girls at all. Like, I mean, there were some, but it was usually somewhat limited, and it wasn't usually very good quality either. So it'd be pricey, and something that I knew wouldn't last, you know, very long. So it's really awesome to see how far that came along. And Star Wars Weekends really demonstrated that to me. And thank you, Teresa, for getting me, for going to the trouble of getting me the Boba Fett t-shirt, just cause I couldn't make it back into Disney that day cause we only had the 2-day passes. So Teresa was awesome and picked it up for me.
Oh, you're welcome. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, such a good time.
Yeah. Another favorite moment of mine was Symphony in the Stars. And that was we watched, fireworks set and I would say choreographed with Star Wars music. We watched this with the McInerneys and with Steve Glosson. And that was really amazing because it was so peaceful. And I mean, the fireworks were beautiful. The music was beautiful. It's just seeing everybody standing around with families and holding hands. It was rather emotional.
Yeah, the choreography of the fireworks was amazing too as well.
Yeah. Man. That was also a moment for me, was seeing the castle.
Mm.
The castle.
Yes.
In the Magic Kingdom.
When we first walked in to Magic Kingdom, there it was.
That was really cool. That to me was a definite Disney moment as well.
Dreams indeed came true. Mm-hmm. I guess that leaves it to me. I don't want to end, but we must.
Wait.
Go ahead.
And I have to say, it was the moments with all of the people. It's like doing star tours with everybody, just going to panels and sitting next to people I knew that I hadn't got to see for a long time. Getting to see you three, Aaron, Teresa, Trisha, that was awesome. And hang out with everybody, Steve and Jimmy, and just getting to see people that I haven't seen in forever, it seems like.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I mean, I was going to pick like a favorite moment, but you can't even just a favorite moment, because I was going to say, well, it doesn't have to be the favorite moment, but still, there are so many amazing things that happened that weekend. I'm so glad we made the decision, saved up the pretty pennies, and all made our way down to Orlando. It was a great gathering. It was funny. We were talking about it. I'm trying to remember who was in conversation with me at the time. But it came up several times. It's interesting because at first a few people announced that they're going that weekend, and then it was kind of like a domino effect of, well, if you're going that weekend, I'm going that weekend. And then that's what turned it to make the weekend to go to. The only thing is we all, we'll all be jealous of you guys who are there to see Mark Hamill. So, Teresa and Trisha, you guys are not off the hook. We will be, hopefully hearing from you again about the rest of the awesome ongoing Star Wars weekends. I hope you guys can come back.
Yeah, of course. Awesome. Where else am I going?
Awesome. Perfect, perfect. All right, well, that will put this episode in the books, but I do want to highlight a couple things on my end. I did save myself for last. I saved the worst for last. No, I didn't. No, actually, I do have some things I wanted to definitely mention before we break out. First, favorite moments. Meeting everybody Thursday night, having dinner, meeting Jimmy Mack. Not for the first time, but kind of for the first time in forever. No. Meeting the McInerney family, and having the chance to have some conversation with Jimmy. Jimmy, if you're listening, I've certainly been a longtime fan of Rebel Force Radio and what you guys have done, through all incarnations of your shows. And that's, of course, I've said it before, but it bears repeating. I wouldn't be podcasting today if it weren't for, Jimmy Mack and, Jason, who couldn't make it down this weekend. I'm hoping we have an opportunity to hang out with those guys more. But Jimmy and his family were incredible. It was awesome to hang out with those guys. The Macs are hilarious and awesome to be around, and it was just cool to actually kind of be included.
Was Michael Mack's birthday.
And it was
yay! Happy birthday, Michael Mack.
Happy birthday. That was my MO. No, but that was so cool. And a second highlight, the dinner at Whispering Canyon. That was awesome, Teresa. I'm so glad you made those reservations.
You just like your giant mason jar of Coke.
Well, that was true too. There was the giant mason jar of Coke, but that's actually not the reason it's my highlight, although that was certainly there. The platters of meat were also a highlight, but also just the fact that that dinner, Eric Schernevice was there. He was incredibly cool, very nice to us. It was a gathering of Trisha.
It was nice to finally meet him in person.
Teresa, Greg, Aaron. It's cool to see you there. And that gathering, that was a highlight. And I'm noticing so far all my highlights involve dinner.
food.
Yes. Well, I was pretty hungry by the end of the day. But that, my third, and I'll wrap these up fairly quickly, but no, my third going to Magic Kingdom afterwards, after that dinner, Teresa, I can't say thank you enough for having us out, giving us the tour, showing us around, sharing us something that's been so special to you for so long, and letting us take part in that experience, and also Star Wars Weekends as a whole. You were awesome, and that was a huge highlight for me as well.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
What is the one thing that you remember the most from your tour of Magic Kingdom that you learned?
The window where Roy Disney displayed Walt's name, where he could see the castle and the rest of Magic Kingdom. That was cool.
I'm very proud.
That wasn't prepared at all. That was just the first thing that jumped to my mind. But that was definitely very touching, because it kind of gives you an idea of the man behind it all, which is really cool. Ah, man, that was awesome. Okay, Tower of Terror, Aaron, that was epic. that was
a
blast. That was in my top two or three rides for sure.
And that was hilarious, because Victoria was practically dancing on our way there to the Tower of Terror. I was like, "Ooh, this ride, I love this ride."
Really funny.
And Aaron is dragging his feet behind all of us.
Well,
I almost didn't go. I was like, "Yeah, I'm not going to go. You guys go without me." And then I was like, "Wait, I'm going to go. No, I'm not going to go."
We pressured you into it. We got you to go,
and I'm so glad we did. And that was the only time we really got some one-on-one time with you and Victoria. It was awesome to hang out with you in line there, and I'm sad we didn't get to hang out more than we did, but that was...
Yeah.
Aaron, I mean, people who listen to the podcast, a lot of them know it, but it bears repeating, you've done so much with our site and our show from the inception. One of the first albums of photos you'll see on our Facebook page is Aaron's recap photos of his trip to Disney World for Star Wars Weekends. I think it was 2011, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So many years ago, you've been working with us, and we really appreciate everything that you do with us at the Star Wars Report for sure. That was what, you know, that made it super special. So I guess, there's so many moments, but those all jump to my mind as some of my favorite times. It was memorable, maybe not so pleasant. The intoxicated party that arrived on our transit boat.
Oh dear Lord.
We won't go there. That was for a second. I thought I'd forgotten and landed at Dragon Con or something.
I think that was what made Arish decide he was going to go back to his hotel.
It did.
Yeah.
Poor Arish. He was so nice. Okay, so I guess there's no way I can possibly remember all of my favorite moments. But I do want to also end on Steve, who the amazing Steve Glosson, who did hang out with us pretty much the whole weekend. He was as nice and as awesome as he's always been. He's been a really good friend of mine for the past few years since Star Wars Celebration 6. And also, probably the single biggest inspirer, if I could make up a word, of my podcasting efforts. Just because listening to Geek Out Loud, raking my lawn, 4 years ago, I heard his special on Star Wars. And that was around the time that I said, I need to start a Star Wars podcast. I listened, it was Jason and Jimmy were certainly big inspiration for me to start. I've been listening to their show for some time, but Steve's heart is huge, and I really enjoyed hanging out with him the whole weekend. So, to everyone we met throughout the weekend, whether it was Al Jon Go, whether it was Skywalking Through Neverland or Rebel Force Radio or Fangirls Going Rogue or Star Wars Bookworms, or Tashi Station, or so many other people that we run into. It was an amazing weekend. I'm going to have to put the wraps on this episode. You can tell I don't want to, but I must. All good things must come to an end. Remember, many Bothans died to bring you this podcast.